Childhood cancer is a diagnosis no family should have to go through alone. Yet, every day across South Africa, countless families wake up to this life-altering reality. The journey is one of immense challenges, but it's also one where love, community, and compassion can make all the difference. This Valentine's Day, Flip Flop Day 2025, offers South Africans a chance to stand in solidarity with children and teenagers who have been diagnosed with cancer. So we're going to unite soul by soul, flip-flop by flip-flop, and prove that together we're stronger than any challenge. Now, one of the companies and one of the organizations which has been working so hard with kids and who have got cancer, I've been working with them for close on 35 years as well, and that is CHOC. And the CHOC people come in various guises. Usually the ones I'm used to seeing are the ones who are dressed up in cow suits and doing mad sporting things, okay? So, yes, they used to be my favorite people with their ice cream bikes doing the big cycle challenges and swimming Widmar miles. How they do that in a swimming costume, which is looking like a cow, I don't know. But CHOC has been doing incredible work for kids with cancer for a very, very long time. And I started off, it must have been in about 1989, 1990, by visiting the children's oncology unit at the old Johannesburg General Hospital. But they're getting more and more, shall we say, involved in getting the general public involved and getting money into the coffers, because CHOC themselves, with CHOC House and all the other wonderful things that they do, they need obviously to get some sponsorship from somewhere. So why not get people that may need them one day to get on board? So to tell us a little bit more about it today, we have the CEO of CHOC, Hedley Lewis, joining us to tell us what Flip Flop is all about and about CHOC itself. Hedley, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
No, thanks so much. The privilege is really mine. And very excited that you give us the opportunity to spread the word, create the voice. And the most important thing is give these children and their families that are going through this very treacherous journey that hope that they so need.
Yeah, well, how long has Flip Flop Day? I mean, what the flip? What is it all about? When did it start and how did this come about?
So you're right. What the flip? Flip Flop Day is a day that is iconic. It's become a landmarked event within February, and we've had it throughout, and for the last few years it's been a tremendous success. And there's a real reason for the success. Most people see the incredible campaign, they see the flip-flops, they see the stickers, they see the excitement, but behind this campaign is a very serious message, is that no matter where you are within South Africa, there are people that love and care and that want to support you throughout your childhood cancer journey and treatments. And those people generally is thought of the CHOC staff, the CHOC executives, the CHOC cows as we know it, but just as importantly is the public. And Flip Flop Day is about that, where we have tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of stickers being sold, where people go out boldly and say, I'm there for you. Sometimes they don't have a clue who they're actually there for, but they're there for you. So Flip Flop Day is about a very simple concept. It's about wearing a sticker. And when you buy that sticker for 10 Rand, you put on your flops. So you flip flop around and you show your support and your care for these families. The amazing concept is twofold. One, it takes two flip flops to flip around. And what does that really mean is that you can never walk around with just one. So every time there's a child, a family, and a teenager who may be going through this very treacherous and tormentous journey, we are there for them. And on this day, you're the other flip in their flip-flop selection. So today is about caring, love, and support. This year is even more iconic as we're doing it on the very day of creating love and support. And that's why we're asking, make sure that you have your soulmate. So your soulmate in your heart could be that child or the family that's going through the journey. But pick someone else. Pick your company. Pick your school. Pick your friends. Each and every one of us has an ethical obligation to support, love, and care for these families. And it's very simple. Either buy the sticker online at www.choc.org.za. Go to one of the houses with the contact details. Or just as easy is go to your local and accessible tacky town who has made sure that there's no opportunity for someone to get that very little sticker that can change a child's life.
So, how does Chok go about actually helping these families? What support have they got to offer people? I mean, I know that with Chok House, for instance, the kids' families will come and stay there while the child is going through oncology treatment. Is it just that, or is there a lot more that people can get involved with if they want to and understand where the money is going to?
So I think very importantly, people need to know where that 10 rand is going. And that 10 rand makes up 100 rand, 1,000 rand, and generally millions of rands for flip-flop day. Within the year of our financial year, we support thousands and thousands of children. What do we do for these children? What did we do for these patients, these teenagers and the families? The very first thing is that we have social workers placed in 13 academic hospitals across the country as part of the multidisciplinary team. Why is that important? Because from the minute of diagnosis to no matter where that journey is going to go, these families are supported by trained experts, the psychosocial team, whether the social worker or a social auxiliary worker, throughout the journey, holding their hands, supporting both the patient and their families. As they move through this very treacherous journey, there are various opportunities that Chok is there to support. You said the Chok House. We've got 11 properties with 13 houses, and that's probably the most well-known. Families can stay there absolutely free. Within the houses, they received food, support, love care, patient-to-patient, parent-to-parent support. And as the journey goes, there's so much more. So what more is there? There's vehicles that allow them to go from the hospital to the houses as many times as they want, once again, absolutely no cost to the family. Care bags are supported, nutritional support. In the houses across the country, anything between 95,000 and 100,000 meals are plated on an annual basis, making sure that nutrition is not an obstacle for these families and these children to get the best possible outcomes. And moving on, the likes of the constant psychosocial support. Sadly, cancer gives and cancer takes. And with that comes one, we've discussed a lot about the counseling and the support, but also we give a stipend amount of 1,000 rand for financial support for them to just start that journey, allowing them to have another loved one that can join them. An opportunity for a religious leader to support them so that the journey, as hard as it is, can start and it doesn't get even more harder because of a barrier of that financial burden that is placed and the challenges they're going to face. The last two areas is around early warning signs and education. These are key areas. If people don't know that childhood cancer actually exists, how will they know that they need to be referred or where to refer? And Chok spends a lot of time, effort, and resources with nurses, with public figures, with the public in general, showcasing that the early warning signs can change a child's life. And finally, in the gambit of advocacy, making sure that the rights of children with cancer and other blood disorders are in the forefront of the public, our government, and a global impact. Your money, your 10 rand, can change a life today, tomorrow, or in the future. You may never meet the child. You possibly will even not meet the family. But when you go to sleep on the night of the 14th, your 10 rand could have changed a child's life.
And that's what it's about. It's not just about showing your soul, because obviously you'll see the bottom of your feet when you're wearing your flip-flops on that day. It's also about showing your heart. And that for me is one thing that I know South Africans have very, very big hearts. And it isn't a big ask, is it? I mean, it's a very kind of small amount. And I'm sure that everybody can afford it. I'm hoping that we're going to get as much possible. Have you done this before?
So numerous years. These years just trail in and trail in and trail in. And why is that important? Because every year is a bigger year. What Flip-Flop Day is also about is making sure that it's accessible to everybody. Whether you're just going to the shops or whether you're in a corporate 10 rand is what it's going to cost you to show your love, care, show your soul, and bring your soulmate this year to the party as well.
Yeah, bring your soulmates, people. There's no flip-flopping about what you should do and not do. Okay, this is the time to stand up and be counted. Okay, so now the Choc Cows, I know, as I've mentioned, they do a lot of work, but who else? I mean, do you have mainly volunteers working for Choc, or do you have like a core staff that are on board the whole time?
No, Choc is made up of 91 staff members that are spread across the country. Various members from the psychosocial team. That team alone makes up 19 members of our team. We have drivers, we have house support staff. We then do have administrators, we have regional management team, all of which have one focus, one goal, and that's to augment the medical fraternity, the doctors, the nurses, the hospitals that are there day by day, minute by minute, who are our true heroes and are hopefully going to make sure that these families have the best possible opportunity to overcome this treacherous disease.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. Okay, so now tell me about the soldier that you have, Flippy. Is Flippy going to be doing things around the country? Do we look out for Flippy somewhere on Valentine's Day? Maybe he'll be my Valentine this year.
So Flippy's a very special little chap. He's really the soldier, and he's there to fight alongside all of these warriors, all of these families, all of these parents on a day by day. He comes out for a very limited time to really spark the excitement, bring the hope, and encourages South Africa to do exactly the same. Just as Flippy will flip in and out of our lives for a very brief time in February. We hope that the public won't flip in as quickly, but while they are with Flippy for February on this special day of the 14th, make sure that you're wearing your flip-flops because that's what he wants to see the various souls in his life.
It's going to be a flippin' fabulous February. Try and say that fast 3 times. Okay, just a reminder of where people can get their stickers from that will allow them to wear their flip-flops to work or around and about.
So very importantly, choc.org.za. On that, you can purchase online or at the Choc houses across the country. But if you've got any concern about where to find it, one of the easiest possibilities, Tacky Town is there, accessible, and they have stickers in every one of their branches cross country.
Well, there you have it. It's that easy. All right. So remember Friday, the 14th of February this year, 2025. Wear your flip-flops or your Ipanemas and, of course, your stickers to show your support. Whether you're hosting a fundraiser at work, organizing a school event, or simply stepping out in your flip-flops, your participation will make a world of difference to somebody out there. Thank you so much, Hedley, for joining us, and we wish you all the best for the 14th of February. And let us all show our heart and soul here in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.